Okay, we are approaching Purim, so we will discuss the reading of the Megillah, the halachos pertaining, and the minhagim. Many people will sit by the Megillah reading, and they'll notice in certain cases that the chazan does things differently, the tune changes, the pace changes, some things are different, and there are different minhagim when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. So what we'd like to do is go through what I think is all of the minhagim that have to do with the reading of the Megillah, the style of reading, and how things are read. So we'll start from the beginning, and we'll go through, we'll pick up on different themes. The first thing is the Tzur writes in Siman Tav Resh Sadi regarding how you read the Megillah. He says the Megillah should be read quickly. One should not read the Megillah in a very slow, chanting way, because the Megillah is an igeres, as it refers to itself. And you would read a letter trying to get to the end. You want to know the information. You want to hear what happens at the end of the story. Nobody reads an email or reads a letter, in a sing-song voice and taking a long time. You want to find out what happens. And therefore, the Torah says it has to be read like an igeres, in a quick manner, obviously in a way that the congregation can understand what's going on, but it should be read in a quick manner. This is cited by the Magen Ram, in the name of the Matan Moshe as well. In addition, as a policy, one should not stop longer between the prakim. There is a minhag amongst the Bali Kriya for some reason, and you get to the end of Perak Aleph and Perak Beis, Perak Gimel, all the way to the end, they'll end, and they'll use a tune to show that they've reached the end of that parak. This is a problem, because we know the division of the prakim does not come from the Jewish people, it comes from the Christian printers. And it would be improper, according to many poskim, to give credence to the way they split up the Megillah. Rather, if you're going to pause anywhere, it should be by the Sukkos and the Sumas. That would be the proper place to slow down or to have a different truck that shows the end of that point. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky as well would never refer to the chapters of Tehillim as prakim, as chapters. Rather, he would call them a kapitel, because he wanted to show that it's not an actual perek. It's a division that it comes from somebody else, not like the Bali Masorah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Tafrei Sadi L'Chaf Aleph that there should be a rest between each simon, and it's probably referring to the Parshios of the Megillah, but it would be improper for the Bal Koreh to give any credence in his truck or the way he lanes to each individual perek as it is set up by the Christian printers. The classic Sefer on Minhagim of laning is a Sefer called the Divrei Kehilos, which we'll be quoting from a number of times. The Divrei Kehilos was written by the Rabbanim and the Gabbai of Ashkenaz in Frankfurt, and he talks about all the old Minhagi Ashkenaz. So he writes on page 420 that there's a minhag to read some of the psukim to the tune of Eicha. So, and the communities have added other additional psukim to what the Divrei Kehilos says, so that means Perak Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, V'kelim, Mekelim, Shonim, as we know. This is based on the Drash and Megillah Yud Beis, which says that there were Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we're mourning the fact that Achashverosh used the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash for himself. There is a question from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner is quoted in the Sefer Rishimos Lev. Rishimos Lev is written by the Talmidim of Rav Huttner, who spent the Sudos of Purim with him. So they wrote down a number of his questions and comments. So Rav Huttner was unclear as to why we don't also sing V'yes Yekar Tiferes Gedula So, also in the tune of Eicha, because the Gemara Megillah says that this is a reference to the Big Day Kahuna, not just the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Huttner has a mahalach over there as well, and different explanations. But that certainly, V'kelim Mekelim Shonim, or in Parak Beis, Pasuk Vav, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, that they went to Gals from Yerushalayim, and the end of Parak Gimel, beginning of Parak Dalet, Mordechai Yadas Kol Asher Na'asa, Va'ir Shushan, Havocha, right? And it was, they were mourning in Shushan, in Parak Dalet Gimel, Evel Gadol Yehudim, and in Parak Dalet, Pasuk Tes Zayin, V'kasher Avadati Avadati, Esther says she's going to be killed, perhaps, and in Parak Zayin, Pasuk Dal, Kinim Karnoni Va'ani, she talks about how her people were sold to Haman to be destroyed, and finally in Parakhes Pasuk Vav, Ki Echecha Uchavra Isi Bara'a Shirim Sami, again talking about the possibility of the destruction of her people. So a number of psukim Echa, because these are tunes, these are pieces of the Megillah that are sad, and we reflect upon this with a tune that is sad as well. The Divrei Kehilos notes that additional minhagim to read other psukim with a niggun of simcha, an extra special niggun that reflects extra special joy. And there are other psukim that are cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah here in Tafrei Tzadi in the name of the Maglei Tzedek. What are those psukim in which we give a little bit more of an oomph in the Kriya? So that's Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lahavias Vashti HaMalka, the Vashti should come to the party. The end of Perak Aleph, Liyos Kol Ish Sover Beveso, Umidaber Kilshon Amo, That also gets an extra emphasis according to the Minhagim in the beginning of Perek Beis. Ve'itava davar b'nei ha-melech v'yas kein. He did what they told him to do to have a party. Now the reason over here is not because there's something special about that. The reason this gets an extra emphasis in its nigun is because of the next line. The next line is going to be the place where the tzibor says the psukim out loud, and this is like a hint. The chazan changes the nigun and raises his voice to hint to the congregation that they are about to be responsible to call in and to read the psukim themselves. We find a similar idea by the Machzor of Vitri, who says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that this is why the Shliach Tzibor, when he says Slicho, says Vayavor Hashem al Panav with an uplifting and a higher nigun. Why does the Shliach Tzibor say Vayavor Hashem al Panav Vayikra and raise his voice? Not for the sake of his chazanis, it's rather to indicate to the tzibor that it's time for them to do something. That's why the chazan uses such a niggun. And this is done to hint to everyone to respond.
We're going
to
discuss later. I never understood why is it that we, I don't know anyplace else where we say things, people say things aloud. When you go to
we'll get to that also. Okay, then in Parag Beis, Pasuk Tesavav, Vati Esther Nosav Schem Bene Koroeha, that Esther found favor in other people's eyes, and later, Vayahav HaMelech HaSaser B'kol HaNashim, that's also obviously a very important pasuk to highlight. And then, famously, we'll discuss B'Laila Hu Nedash Nas HaMelech in a moment. That gets a special nigun. And then in Perek Vav, Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman, Maher Kach, right? We read very quickly that Achashverosh tells Haman to go and get Mordechai to do it and do everything I told you to do. That gets a special emphasis as well. And in Perek Ches, V'Hadas Nasna B'Shushan HaBira, only because, again, to hint to the tzibur to say the next pasuk. And finally, by the last pasuk in the Megillah, again, the chazan raises his voice to hint to the tzibur that it's time for them to say the psukim out loud. Now, the Eliyahu Rabbah, which we quoted from before in Siman Tafer Tzadi, he says in the name of the Magle Tzedek that there are segments of four words where the Roshei Tevos or the Sofei Tevos spell out the Shem Havaya. Right, if you take the Rosh Tevos or the Sofei Tevos of those words, it'll say, spell out He Vav Yud He, or the Shem Yud He Vav Alf, which is also Shem Hashem. Now, those psukim, which we'll mention in a moment, are controversial. Some have the minhag to sing these words louder because it is spelling Shem Hashem in the Rosh Tevos, and this is what the Divrei Kehilo says, but the Makor Chaim, the Chavos Yaya, writes in his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch and Siman and Aleph, that this, he thinks, is a mistake. He says this is a carryover from the Chazanim from Poland, who influenced the Ashkenazi Chazanim in Germany. And he says it's ridiculous. Just because there's a Rosh Tevos and it spells Hashem's name, that therefore means it's something special. But you could make Rosh Tevos and Sefer Tevos out of anything. Why should that indicate it's something special? Because it spells Yud Hey Vav Hey or Yud Hey Vav Aleph. He doesn't think it's correct. But he says if the Tzibur has such a minhag, that those four words that spell out the Rosh Tevos on Hashem's name are read louder, then keep it. But if you don't have such a minhag, he says, then don't start doing it, because he thinks that it's questionable. Yaakov Emden and his sitter also objects to the practice, and he says himself, the entire Torah is Shem Hashem. Everything is Kedusha. So why should these four words be extra special because it references in some way? The whole Torah, the Ramban writes in his introduction to the Torah, that the whole Torah is Shem Hashem. Everything is Kadosh. It's all important. And there's no reason why Rosh Tevos or Sofei Tevos should be given credence. What are the psukim they're referring to? So in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, He v'chol ha'nashim yitno. In Perek Hei, Pasuk Dal, Yavo ha'melech v'haman hayom. In Perek Hei, Pasuk Ches, Yavo ha'melech v'haman el. Hey Yud Gimel, Ze'enenu Shaveli, Zayin Hey Mihu Zeve'ezehu, spells a number of Rosh Tevos for Hashem's name. And then finally, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Chalsa Elov Hara'ah, also using the Yud Hey Vavin Hey. Now, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon and the Siddur of Sadja, when we find the Minhag of the Tzibor reciting certain psukim relating to the Gula out loud before the Baal Koreh. We know that these four psukim appear. They are in Perek Psukim Beis Pasuk, Perek Beis Pasuk Hei, then in Perek Ches Tesavav and Tezayin, and finally the last Pasuk of the Megillah. This is brought lahalacha that these Psukim should be read by the Tzibor by the Darkei Moshe and Tafrid Sadi, and the Hagos Maimoni and Hilchos Megill in the first Perek. Now, this is in the Franco Rambam, they put it at the end of the first Perek. In some of the early editions, it's on that statement there in the beginning of Perek Hei. In Perek Aleph and Hilchos Megillah. In the Franco Rambam, they put it at the end of the Perek for some reason. I'm not sure. have to ask them. There is a new edition of the Frankel Rambam about to be printed, so maybe they'll have a better explanation there. And also the Kolbo and Hilchos Purim. What's the reason? There are two reasons given. The Rama says it's the minig of Simcha for children, so they pay attention. These are psukim of Geula that reference important parts of the Geula, and therefore, so that people pay attention, specifically the children, we say it out loud. The other reason is from the Sefer Eshkol and the Gaon, who say that these psukim are part of a greater minhag, that the Tzibur recites psukim of Geula and Kedusha. Think about all the times that Tzibur says psukim. Those psukim are special things that highlight Kedusha and Tahara and Geula. They're special psukim that we find in Kol HaTorah Kula, Vayichal on a laning day, the end of Yeshayahu, Kohelish, all these places. They're special psukim that are unique, and therefore it's a minig in Kol HaTorah Kula, not something specific to the Megillah. Now the Beis Yosef cites the Shiboli HaLeket, who says the Baal Kori must repeat the psukim, so the Tzibur is Yotze Mitoch HaKsav. Right? If I don't have a kosher Megillah in front of me, and the halach is I have to read the Megillah from a kosher Megillah, so if I say it out loud, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah, because I need to hear it from Mitoch HaKsav, from the writing of the Megillah. The Mishabura, in Tavkuf Samach Vav, by the halachos of reading Vayichal in the time of Tzibur, warns the Baal Kori, make sure that everyone hears you. Don't cut off the Baal Kori when he wants to say it, so make sure everyone hears it, Mitoch HaKsav. Now, Rav Shechter on this point regarding the last pasuk in the Megillah often likes to quote a discussion over here. He cites the Eretz Tzvi, the Klal Shel Rav Chela Gimel, who discusses if there's a mitzvah min hamuvchar and you fulfill the mitzvah b'di'eved, is there an inyan to go back and do the mitzvah? Right? Let's say I fulfilled the mitzvah b'di'eved, and then I realize, I could go back now and I could do this mitzvah in a lichatchila and a better way. Am I responsible now to go back and do the mitzvah better if I have the opportunity, or is it a zero? Once I did the mitzvah, I can't improve upon it anymore. So Reb Chaim said that no, once you go to the mitzvah, you can't go back. So the classic case Reb Chaim discusses is an esrog. Let's say I had an esrog that I fulfilled the mitzvah with, and I was yotze b'di'eved with a b'di'eved esrog, and then I came across another esrog that was mahudar. Is there an inyan to go back and do with the mahudar esrog? So Reb Chaim said there's no inyan whatsoever. You're not accomplishing anything. Once the mitzvah has been completed, there's no reason to go back and add any hiddur. It only occur at the same time. That was Reb Chaim's mahalach over here. Now, the Kol Shel Gavur Rav discusses this issue at length, and there's a comment from the Aderes, Rav Kook's father-in-law. So the Aderes notes that by Kriyas Megillah, it has to be Mitoch HaKsav, and this is only needed for Rov of the Megillah, right? If you read 51% of the Megillah, Mitoch HaKsav, and the rest you said by heart, you're fine. It's perfectly okay. But, l'chadchila, what do? We read the whole thing from the Megillah, right? This is based on the Gemara Nechulin. The Gemara Nechulin says that when you shech an animal, you have to cut rove of the simanim. If I have esophagus and the windpipe, so I have to cut 51% of those simanim of the animal's neck for it to be a kosher shlita. Ask the Gemara, why? What's the point? What are you telling me over here? Why can't you do the whole thing? So the Gemara says that l'chadchila, one should cut the whole thing. And the idea of rubo kakulo, that if you do the majority of something, it's as if you did the whole thing, that's b'di'eved. That's what the Gemara says. So l'chadchila, you should not rely on rubo kakulo. You should do the whole mitzvah when it can be properly done. So says the Aderes, if that's the case. If we read the last line of the Megillah by ourselves, we just fulfilled the mitzvah. Right, you do the whole thing up until Perek Yud and the last Pasuk Gimel. Everything was out of the Megillah. And then all of a sudden the Tzibur says by themselves the last Pasuk. And that means you only fulfilled 99.9% of the Megillah, l'chadchila. Because b'di'eved, you said the rest, last line of the Megillah out loud. And that's a problem. Because if I can't go back and correct something I did b'di'eved and do it in l'chadchila fashion, there's no purpose of the Chazan reading the last line of the Megillah for everyone.
If you have negative intent to do it.
You could go that far. But the other poskim, so the what's the Adaris's advice? You should reverse it by the last pasuk. By the last pasuk, the Chazan should say the Mitoch HaKsav, and then the Tzibur should say it out loud, and you'll have plenty of time to do it when they're rolling out the Megillah, and everything will be fine. That's the advice of the Adaris. Now, this is the understanding of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as well. I guess if they did in Shari Chesed, that's what they did when he was alive. They would reverse the order. But many poskim, Rav Asher Weiss and others say that the halacha is simply not like that approach that you can't correct a bidyeved by doing it l'chadchila. Rashi doesn't hold that way, and most of the Rishonim don't hold that way. So therefore, you'll say 99.9% of the Megillah was bidyeved, because most of it was mitoch haksaf and Megillah. And the last 0.1% I said out loud. So what's the big deal? The Chazan will go back, read it again inside the Megillah, and you're fine. And that's the consensus of certainly most congregations, that they read it first, and then the Chazan goes back and says it afterwards. Next, the Divrei Kehilo says that when he gets the pasuk of Revach v'Hatzalah Yamo b'Yehudim Mimakom Acher, and Kacha Yaseh Le'ish Asher HaMelech Chafetz Bikaro, these also get the meaning of saying them louder because of the special aspects of these pesukim. Then let's turn to the more famous change in the Negin, and that is in the beginning of Parak Vav. Right, we read as they do on the Yom Noraim. This comes all the way back to the Maharil. The Maharil quotes from Rosh Shalom Katz Shatz, who was the Balkore in Magensa, who would say this louder, and he said this is proper because that pasuk in the beginning of Parak Vav is the beginning of the Gula, right? The whole Megillah until the end of Parak Hay is going down for the Jews, and Parak Vav, everything begins to pick up, so we change the Nigun at that point. And this is supported by the Gemara in Megillah, Yitessam and Aleph, that says, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, if you start reading the Megillah from this point, you're Yotze, right? According to one opinion of the Gemara, if all you heard was from Parak Vav to the end, you'd be Yotze the Megillah. Why? Because that's the Iker Gula, that's the Iker message, is the end of the Megillah. This is cited by the Darkei Moshe, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah as well. And the Divrei Kehilos and the Noe Kitzon Yosef write, the Nigun is sung, the Nigun of HaMelech, HaYoshev Al-Kisei Rav Venisa, as we sing by the Yom Noraim. This is the custom of the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, or Chaim Sanzer, and it certainly fits with the Gemara in Megillah Tesarov that says, HaMelech refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? All the Midrashim say that HaMelech refers to Hashem, so this is an appropriate place to use a Nigun that during the year refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Pasuk that, according to many of the Midrashim, refer to Hashem as well in Al-Derech Remez and Drush.
I assume that we don't paskin that you can be Yotzei.
We don't pass that way.
Otherwise, people come late. 100%.
So that's just one opinion in the Gemara. The pasuk in Parag Zion, pasuk Yud, says, "Vayislu as Haman al Eitz Asher Yechin leMordechai veChamas Hamelech Shachacha." Right, they hanged Haman on the tree, and the Achashverosh wasn't angry anymore. So the Divrei Kehilo says that some sing this with the niggun that was sung when you escort a chasan to the chuppah. I never heard that before, but there is such a minhag to sing it with a special niggun over there. Next, in Parak Ches, Pasuk Tes Zayin, it uses the word v'yikar. So the Ben Ish Chaim, Parshas Tzav, and the Kaf HaChaim say that one should touch the Tfilin Shel Rosh when the Chazan says the word v'yikar, because the Gemara Megillah Tes Zayin says that v'yikar refers to the Tfilin. Therefore, you want to combine the Tfilin that you're wearing during the day, obviously the daytime, not the nighttime, with the reading of the Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah, and Tafrei Tzadi Gimel stresses that this is why we should keep our Tfilin on for Kriyas HaMegillah. The whole reason we're makhdah to keep our tefillin on for Kriyas Megillah, besides to the point that it's in the middle of davening, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because you want to have your tefillin on when you read the word v'ikar, to highlight that idea. Next, the Gemara in Megillah Tzayin Amud Beis says, Amar Rav Ada Demin Yafo. Rav Ada of Yafo taught us, Aseres b'nei Haman v'aseres tzarech l'maminayu b'neshim echas. The 10 sons of Haman were killed in one time, and therefore they should be read in one instance. They all died in the same instance. That's what the Gemara says. This is cited by the Tur in Tafrei Sadi and the Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Rav Yah in Chelek Beis in Tafkuf Samach Dal is unsure whether this is a mitzvah or a chiyuv. Do you have to read a Aseres Ben Hamana all at once, or is it just a nice thing to do? The Machzor Vitri and Reish Mem Zion and the Siddur Rashi seem to imply it's a chiyuv. They say chayev. You're chayev to read all the 10 sons of Haman in such a fashion. The Maharil and Hilchos Purim and Osir Gimel says the Balkari and Megensa didn't read it at once, and the Rabbanim made them go back and read the entire Megillah again because they did not read Aseres Ben Haman all at once. The Maharil felt that this was needless Tircha Ditzibur, and it would have been enough to go back to Chamesh Mios Ish at the beginning of that section. You have to go all the way back to the beginning. So he disagreed to be so machmer to go back to the beginning, but he did agree in principle that it's an important part of the mitzvah to read it all at once. Now, Tosis Megillah says this din is only l'chachil, but Yosef b'diyevet if you don't read them all together, and this is the opinion of the Ramah, and that's the halacha. For whatever reason, the Chazan can't or didn't read all at once. You're still Yotzei the Megillah. The Primagadim explains that Bidiyeved, that means if you finish the whole Megillah. If I finish the Megillah and all of a sudden somebody remembered, ah, we didn't read all the 10 Tzav Nehaman at once. We have to go back, so then you don't have to go back. But if you're still in the middle of reading the Megillah, says the Primagadim, you should go back and do the 10 sons all at once. The Beis Yosef cites the Orchas Chaim, who felt that it begins from Ish before the 10 sons. That's what you'd have to go back to, the word Ish before the 10 sons. And the Ghost Maimoni Hilchos Megillah says it begins from Chamesh Meos Ish. This is the Shita of the Maril and the Ramah. The Mishabura says, in Sivkat Nundal, the Nachkini would be for someone who can't hold their breath for so long. Once you have a Valkori who, short of breath, they just read a lot of Prakim of the Megillah and they can't do it anymore, so it would benefit for him to say less. So if I can start from a few words closer in, I don't have to start as early on, that would be important for him. The Prima Gadim, in the Rosh Yosef, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but his Perish on Masechus Megillah, says that Medina de Gemara, you can even start from Parshandasa, you can start from the first son's name, if you're really out of breath and you need a lot of trouble. And you have a lot of trouble, and you don't even need to include the word V.S. Okay, now, regarding...
Is that really we passing that's required?
About what?
The minute is, where people say, stop and make a mistake and don't finish, they don't repeat. I've never seen people repeat it. I've seen people, you know, like, you think they're doing one breath, and they see them catch, and like got the second last word. I've never seen a master being...
So send back? Sure, I've never seen... Maybe just nobody's paying attention that clearly, and by that point, give the guy a break.
I've never seen that going... As long as it was a chachilah, people try and do it, but
Correct. I would just assume that. I don't think anybody's really saying that on top of it.
Not into that exactly.
So let's get now to what the Tzibur does. So the Noe Ketzon Yosef writes in the Divrei Kehilo says that before Aseres Bnei Haman, right? What does the Tzibur do? They read it themselves from Chamesh Meos Ish until Vyas Parshandasa. Now, only after they're finished, they say the Baal Kori goes back, says it, reads on his own. The Chai Adam in Kufnun Hay questions this minhag. He calls it a minhag shtus, a stupid minhag, that the Tzibur should have to go and read it on their own. Now, in later printings, that was the first edition of the Chai Adam. In every subsequent edition, they change minhag shtus to say eino minhag. It's not a good minhag. Uh-huh. He softens his tone after the first printing. I guess there was some blowback from the from his strong language, and this is cited by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Aleph and the Mishnah Brura that the minhag is never that they don't think that it is a good thing to do. However, we do it. So, what's the discussion over here? Comes the Ragachover, the Tzapnas Panach and Hilchas Gerishin Perak Beis. Now, this piece of the Ragachover was only made famous because Rav Zevin quotes it in his Moadim Bahalacha on Kriyas Megillah. I don't know how many people know about this Ragachover if Rav Zevin didn't bring it to light. So the Ragachover said that when it comes to the din of Neshima Acha, saying something at once, you cannot be Yotzei through another person. That's the Ragachover's Chiddush. Therefore, the Tzibur says it themselves, Tzibur Kayim the din. I have to do it myself, and the Chazan has to do it himself. According to this, the Tzibur has to read the 10 sons, but Neshima Achas, according to the Ragachover. That's what the Ragachover comes out saying. Not only does the Chazan have to say it all at once, but you also have to say it at once. Now, the Har Tzvi writes in Rechaim, Nechelek Al Simnon Vav, he compares this to the din of the Beis HaLevi, that one can't be Yotzei Brechas Kohanim through somebody else. Right? You can't, Kohen can't have another Kohen say Brechas Kohanim on his behalf because it's something that has to be Vekol Ram, out loud. You can't have somebody else do it for you. And the Chazanish and Rechaim Chavtas Gimel and the Rav Sternbach and Chuvas Magos question this understanding of Tzachas Paneach. It's a chiddush. What, the whole Tzibur has to do it themselves? Nobody does that. Number two, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Tzibur says it out loud because it's part of the Iker HaYeshua, the main salvation, and part of the Nes is the 10 sons of Haman being killed. And this is also how the Tzibur says the special Pesukim of Geula out loud, says the Aruch HaShulchan, because this is part of the Yeshua, and they need to be part of it as well. Don't let somebody else do it, you do it yourself. A third reason, Rosh Sternbach writes in Shuvas Anagos, in Chelek Beis and Shin and Ches, and also the Zeh HaShulchan of Sreya Zablitsky says that because it's difficult to say and hear all 10 sons, right? So the Chazan missed a word, he's going to slip, it's hard to hear, he's reading it so fast. So they say the reason we do it is to make sure that at least if something's going to mess up by the Chazan, at least we have something to rely on. The fourth reason is from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov over here. He says that the Baal Kori reads it, it's very difficult to read the S from the Ksav, and there's a good chance it's being said Baal Peh. Meaning Rav Yaakov's fear is not that the Chazan didn't say it properly.
He didn't use it right.
The fear is that the Chazan said it by heart. And therefore, since you can't read Dvar Meshivach Sav Baal Peh, that's why we go back and say it. That's why we say it first on our own, since the Tzibur might not be Yotzei. The Mishnah Berurah says that B'diyevah, the Tzibur is Yotzei, if the Chazan reads it Baal Peh. So it's not clear why Rav Yaakov would be so machmer. If B'diyevah, you don't have to, if you read a couple words Baal Peh, you're still Yotzei.
Actually, see, towards the beginning, Yotzei, if you have 50.1%.
Right? Exactly. So it's I hear Rav Yaakov's Svara, but Lahalacha, there's no reason necessarily we have to be so machmer. Let's finish up with some final points. The Gemara in Megillat HaZayin and Aleph Beis says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Vav de Vizisa, Tzarech Lemisicha, Bezekifa, Kemarida, Delebaros, My Time Akulu, Bechad Zekifa, As the Kifu. So the Vav of the name Vizisa must be elongated like a long rod used to push ships off of a rock, says the Megillah, because they were all hung on one gala, all at one time. So that's the machlokas. What does the Gemara mean here that the Vav has to be elongated? So the Rush and Megillah and Perek Aleph and the Ran side, those who say the Gemara is referring to how the word is pronounced, not how it's written. We're machlokas that the Vav is written longer than the Megillah. But the Rush and the Ran say we also need to elongate the Vav itself. And therefore the Baal Koreh should hold on to the notes on the Vav of Vizisa. Now the Darkei Moshe says this is the meaning of the Maharil. He cites the Ramah and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kaf HaChaim and the Tshuva Samagos as well, all saying that the Chazan should elongate that Vav to highlight the Remez brought by the Gemara. In Perek Tes Pasuk Chavav, it says, Al Kol Divrei Higeres Hazos. And the Magen Avram in Sifkat Yud Zayin cites the Matan Moshe. The Baal Koreh should shake the Megillah when you say Higeres Hazos to highlight this is the letter that we're reading. This is cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Mishnah Berurah. And when it makes sense, the Megillah should also be shaken by the Pasuk a few lines later, where it refers to Es Higeres HaPurim as well. That's what the Chazan does. He holds up a little bit or he shakes the Megillah. That's also the way we fold the Megillah, right? The Megillah is folded to look like a letter, a tripart folded letter, unlike in a scroll because it's Nigeres. The last minhag we want to discuss is the repetition of two psukim in the Megillah by the Baal Koreh, the minhag of the Baal Kriya. Most people don't even notice it. They just think the Baal Koreh made a mistake, or he went back, or they lost their place, and it's confusing. What's happening? So the Pasuk in Ches Yud Aleph says, Lahashmid u'laharog, v'laharog with a vav. Now, this is the minhag of the Svardim. All the Svardi Megillas clearly say and understand, and the Svardim and the Yemenites understood, there's a vav by laharog. However, there are some girsos that say lahashmid laharog without a vav, and that was the minhag by Ashkenazim. The Gra writes this in the Maaser Rav and Os Reish Dalad, Reish Mem Dalad, and we have a similar thing in Perek Tes Pasuk Beis. It says lo amad lifnehem. Sfardim have lifnehem, Ashkenazim have bifnehem with a beis. The same difference between the two. Now the Shevet HaSofer and the Luach Eretz Yisrael Tikhachinsky and others say that's why the minhag is to repeat the pasuk, to be yotzei both girsos, v'laharog and lifnehem and bifnehem. And Rav Moshe writes, so what do you have to repeat exactly? So Rav Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe or Achaim and Chelakei in Simen Chaf Sifkat and Lamed Beis, it's proper to repeat all of the words. You have to repeat the whole thing. The Shevet HaSofer says you repeat the whole pasuk. The Shevet Sofer says you repeat the whole pasuk. Rav Moshe says you repeat a bunch of words around it. And the Stipe, the Yerachas Rabbeinu, Chelek Gimel, said just repeat the word itself. So you'll find different Baalei Kriya do different things. Some will repeat the whole pasuk, some will repeat a few words, and some will repeat the word itself. The minhag of repeating is also found by Rav Chaim Volozhin in the biography of Rav Zindel Salant. The name of Rav Chaim Volozhin to repeat the Chassam Sofer and the Kesses HaSofer and other places having this minhag to repeat. And this is the minhag, certainly by the Ashkenazim, all the Baalei Kriya repeat at some point those two psukim. However, Rabbi Professor Breuer, in his notes in the printed Aleppo Codex edition, the Keter Aram Sova, that is printed by the, I forgot which company prints it. So in his notes on the beginning of the Aleppo Codex, on page 24, he says that the proper Kriya is definitely the Laharog with a Vav, and Lifnehem with a Lamed. the Ashkenazim have like some mistakes in their Megillas, and he says definitely the proper text according to almost all the editions is with the Lamed and with the Vav. And he thinks that it's a mistake, there's no reason to repeat anything, and it's all Bava Mises, and there's no reason to get all worked up to repeat everything. Rabbi Soloveitchik also technically agreed that you don't have to repeat anything. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, Reish Chav Zayin, Rabbi Soloveitchik felt that since those changes of the Lamed versus the Beis, or the Vav and not the Vav, don't change the meaning of the Megillah, there's no reason to go repeat it. Now, doesn't mean Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't have it repeated. He just felt that Nikar Adin, you don't have to do it, because it doesn't change the meaning. But, nevertheless, Minhag Yisrael Torah, the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, especially amongst the Ashkenazim, is to repeat, and we repeat those Pesukim. So hopefully now, when we step up to the Megillah on Motzei Shabbos, we'll have a greater understanding and appreciation of the Minhagim and the reasons behind the tunes and the changes that go into the reading of the Megillah.